great song from Dodgy, staying out for the summer, playing at Radio X. And I will be out in the summer.
That's really good. That's really good. Thank you.
Hotter than Malta today, everyone, someone was just saying.
It's going to be hotter than a lot of other places. Yeah. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's... I don't mind the weather when it's really hot. I'm on a holiday.
Mm.
But if I can't sit out in it, it's just a bit of a waste.
Yeah.
If it's too hot. I like it nice, but like...
Yeah.
You don't want to be sweaty.
And also, I come in to work really early in the morning, so I've got a jacket.
I know.
And then I left yesterday, and I've got the big heavy jacket on. I just look like an idiot.
Yeah.
I've got goosebumps right now.
Oh, it's thank you very much.
Exciting, isn't it?
Working with Chris Miles.
That's it.
I was cupped in it.
So. Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's it. I'm heading to Norwich on Friday, Dom.
Of course you are.
Your old stomping ground.
Yeah.
Three thumbs up, eh?
Three.
That's what you told me to say when I go on stage.
Did not say that. To say that at all.
What was the other line you wanted me to say? Meet my wife and my sister. What
Here
was that
she
line?
Is. I can't remember. Is it something like that? You'll have a lovely... Norwich is a great...
Love
city.
It.
Mm.
Love it. We're going back to Norwich.
Yeah.
Because we were there last year. And then Coventry on Saturday.
Yes.
If Coventry can keep their place in the playoffs, it's going to be a hell of a party after the game. If they don't, it's going to be one of the hardest gigs I've ever done.
They just need to keep their side of the bargain. You've sorted your bits out.
They also need
They need to.
Is it a win or a draw, or do they have to just win it?
It depends a lot on what the other teams are doing.
Yeah.
I see.
If they can win,
better.
That'd be better.
Okay. Yeah.
All Leeds United need to do is to win on Saturday.
Yes. Yes.
So when it was the playoffs and we were at Wembley, I was at Plymouth Argyle because we were doing a big gig at Plymouth Argyle.
In Wayne Rooney's office.
And I watched the game in Wayne Rooney's office.
Yeah.
This year, the last game of the season for Leeds is at Plymouth Argyle.
Yes.
But I'm at Coventry.
That's mad, isn't it?
So I've got to try and watch the game at Coventry.
Yeah.
And I said, if we're 3-0 up after 10 minutes, then I can go and I'll go and watch the Coventry game. Because it's literally, it's all the stadium and the arena and everything, it's all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's exciting. It's a very exciting... please. And if you are going to the game in Coventry, or you're not going to the game in Coventry, come to our show on Saturday night. It's not Saturday night, it's Saturday day, sorry.
Yeah.
We brought it forward.
So what time are you on now?
Like 5 o'clock, half five.
Okay, great.
So it's like a 12:30 kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the event starts about 2:30.
Yeah.
And they've got food and drink and DJs and stuff, and then I'll be on doing a big 90s thing.
Oh, that's the 90s, yeah. This isn't the headmaster thing, is it?
Okay, no. The headmaster thing isn't a thing.
No. It isn't not, a thing anymore.
Well, no, I'm not dressing up as a headmaster.
In Coventry.
Well, where's your outfit?
The outfit is A, not an outfit, and B, stop talking. There you go. Anyway, Friday night, Norwich, see you there. Coventry, Saturday afternoon, see you there.
Letters, we get letters, and the letters all have
us. We've got quite a lot of stuff to get through, actually, letters-wise.
Yeah.
Hi, Dom. I listen to the Chris Moyle Show on Radio X and have done for years and years, including The Old Place, for years and years and years.
Great taste.
I've also watched Big Brother for years and years and years. I have to ask a question. Not the narrator, but the actual Big Brother voice.
Yep, not Marcus Bentley, so not Marcus. Dear Four.
The actual one who speaks to the contestants.
Yes.
Is it you, Chris? It's driving me nuts. It never comes up when you do a Google search.
I've got a steering wheel sticking out of my jeans.
Have you?
Yeah.
And what does it do? It's
driving me nuts.
Hey. That's the jingle.
Whenever you do a Google search who Big Brother actually is, it never comes up with any results. I'm convinced it's you. Please put me out of my misery. Kind regards, Kate.
Well, Kate, thank you very much for your letter. And let me just tell you, thanks for listening to the show. What else have we got?
Oh, very good. Oh, that's going to drive Kate potty.
So, Kate, you subliminally noticed that the voice of Big Brother is the same voice all the time, whether it's 8 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Big Brother's voice is always the same.
Yeah, true.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, Kate.
Well done.
Tell your friends. Right, now, we've been sent a big box of stuff.
That'd be good.
Hi, Dom. Hi, Chris. Hi, everyone. As a regular listener to the show from back in the day at the old place to now on Radio X, a couple of weeks back, I heard Chris talk about lentil crisps.
Yeah.
and how nice he thought they were.
Yeah.
Well, you're in luck.
Yeah.
I thought I'd send you some proper tasty lentil snacks to try.
Oh. Okay.
Edge Confectionery Retail. Edge Confectionery sell these in many stores up and down the country.
You just put the word retail in there.
Put retail in. I thought it was the whole name. Edge Confectionery Retail. Edge Confectionery retail these in many stores up and down the country, and the feedback has been fantastic.
Great.
I thought Chris would like to try these and give feedback live on the radio.
I bet you would. Yeah, what a free advertisement that would be.
I've chucked in
a couple of packets of crisps.
Exactly.
That's how advertising works.
Paul's title is Chief Taster at Edge Confectionery.
Nice gig.
He's been sent so much stuff.
Wow.
Lentil chips. These are flaming hot ones.
Okay.
Which are probably quite nice.
Right.
Jalapeno and lime. Oh, they'd be nice.
James. I don't know if I've got these before, actually.
Chair now.
Chair.
Cheddar cheese.
It's the taste of chairs.
Cheddar? Cheddar cheese.
Which who said that?
Lamar.
He did.
Yeah.
Cheddar?
Cheddar. What are these? Muffins.
It's very noisy packaging,
yeah, isn't it?
Peppa Pig mini muffins.
Oh, they've done a brand deal with Peppa Pig.
I hope they have. I'm sure they have. We now know, by the way, that Mummy Pig, you know she's pregnant.
Yeah.
She's going to be having a baby girl, apparently.
Oh, that's nice.
Breaking news from inside the Peppa Pig camp.
Why don't you ask to play the voice of the baby?
Yes. I'd like Captain Emergency to fly her to the hospital to have the baby.
Don't worry, I've got you covered. Let's go. Because Dominic's in Peppa Pig.
Yes.
Did they do a gender reveal for the Peppa Pig?
I think they did. Millie, my stepdaughter, told me the other day, big news, Peppa Pig's is going to be having another sister.
Oh, wow. How do they make baby pigs in the world of Peppa Pig? Mm.
How do they make them?
Yeah.
Good question, Dom. Actually.
Is there a stork?
I don't know, Dom.
They must be. I think what they do, it's a lot of it's magic.
Right.
Probably. So when
it's not, though, is it?
When they go to. Well, it can be.
Well, yeah, true. But you know what it is, don't you?
What is it?
Pig
sex.
It is.
I can't say that.
But I'm saying it off mic, but even, yeah. Like. So I'm saying it's. Hang.
You can't. Whoa. But that's good news, isn't it, for the whole Peppa Pig world. And that's how babies are made.
In the pig world.
In the pig world. Chris, you have been sent probably 30 bags of stuff
to
work your way through.
I'm intermittent fasting, so I can't try any now, I'm afraid.
Right, okay. James, you could have one of the flaming hot ones, wouldn't you?
Cheese ones, actually.
Just one quick one as well.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hope you're well. Love the show. Chris, yeah. And Dom, I was a bit saddened recently.
Oh, no.
By the treatment you received from Luton Town. I thought I'd try and. Now, we were after tickets to Leeds Luton, weren't we? It just didn't happen.
And yet. What was the line? There's no room.
There is literally no room.
It was like you, me, and Mary and Joseph.
Yeah.
There was no room for
us. No room at their inn. I thought I'd try and heal some wounds. I've made a football game, and I thought I'd tell you about it. My name is Pete.
No, that doesn't... How's that healing the wound?
Well...
This is just a cheap attempt to plug your product.
I'm the creator and founder of
Fever... You think I'm just off the boat?
Fever Pitch Football.
Right.
So what's my story? Well, I was never
a massive story.
Football fan.
I want you to say, how does it make amends for me not going to the Luton Leeds game?
I mean, it doesn't, sort of.
Right.
But anyway... the game is super easy to learn. It's fast-paced, great fun for kids and middle-aged, medium-to-heavy drinkers like you.
You know
what
else is really good?
What?
Pippa's Craptic Birthday Books that are available on Amazon right now.
That is
good. And you know what? Yeah, you know what? People who like football games,
yeah.
They'll like Craptic Quizzes.
Yes.
Pippa Taylor's Craptic Birthdays, available on Amazon now.
Yeah.
I'm just doing what he did.
That's exactly what he's done. That's true. So basically, the game is a dice game.
Dice. You know when you can play games?
What?
On holiday. But holidays are very expensive. You know where you should go? Cheapholidayexpert.com.
Oh, that's good.
And they've got loads of tips on there about getting cheap holidays.
That's really good.
You have that.
That's cheapholidayexpert.com.
That's the game. It's a football pitch made of card with some dice, which is good.
Do you know what else is good?
Go on.
Chris Moyles t-shirts.
Oh,
just in time
good.
For summer from chrismoyles.shop.
They're good.
Yeah.
Do you know what's also great?
What's good? What's great, Dom?
If you want a video from a bald newsreader.
I would love a video from you for my mate's birthday.
Given a weather, you know, even a weather prediction of how this summer's going to pan out.
Yeah.
I'd just head to hiya-ya.com.
Sorry, what was that?
It's hiya-ya.com.
And I can get a personalised video message from you whilst you maybe play that game.
Damn straight. I'll play the game. Yeah. So this is Pete Gore from Colchester. Nice one. But do you know what? Pete's had an idea. He's made the game. He's packaged it. And now he's trying to flog it. Fair dues.
This time next year, Rodders.
Exactly. It's called FIFA.
You'll still have a lockup full of those games.
Tackle, pass, shoot and score. That's what it says. The fun and fast-paced football dice game.
How do you tackle?
I don't know, actually. Right. I have to Google things. If you'd like to send something in like these guys have, dom@radiox.co.uk, or you can send stuff through the post to us, and we'll receive them to this address.
Here's the address to send it to. 3, 4.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London. WC2H. 7LA. Woo!
You can tell your cold's starting to kick in a little bit.
The singing wasn't quite.
The singing wasn't as Lewis Capaldi as it normally is. Yeah. Now. The Chris Miles Show. It's more Lewis Hamilton. Or Peter Capaldi.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X.
This might be the best holiday ever.
Let's all say our favourite part of the holiday on three. 1, 2, 3.
The spa.
The Bryce.
The wave machine.
What wave machine?
We've got millions of holiday combinations and a smart search function that makes finding the one for everyone a breeze. That's the power of Love Holidays. Atoll protected.
How would you like to be a Win Plus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our May draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight tonight. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Right. Time for Dulux Trade Vinyl Mat.
Diamond mat's best for high traffic areas. Here you go.
Aren't you from Dulux Decorator Centre? I didn't know you...
Delivered? We do. We're with you when you're too busy to come to us.
Nice. Can I order online through my...
Trade account? Sure. With your trade discount, prices tailored to you and Nectar points, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice one. Time for a brew.
Visit us in-store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
Andor returns for season 2 on Disney Plus.
I came with you to be part of something.
Now streaming.
The Empire cannot win.
Resistance is absurd.
We must stand together, or we will be crushed.
You're right here, and you're ready to fight.
Andor season 2.
Welcome to the Rebellion.
Now streaming, only on Disney Plus. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
At Morrison's, get 3 for £10 on selected fresh meat and fish with your More card. Mix and match on over 100 favourites, like Asian salt and peppered pork belly slices, hot honey chicken wings, salt and pepper king prawns, and smash burgers. That's all your fresh barbecue staples for less.
Morrison's, to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores and online excludes Morrison's Daily More Cutter app required. 18 plus. Selected lines 120 to 750 grams. £3.75 to £4.25 each.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
You want more Chris Miles Show fun? You got it, cowboy. Radio
X. So Catherine Ryan's going to be on the show today. As far as we're aware, she was going to be on the show, and then she wasn't going to be on the show, and then she could have been on the show, but it would come with a caveat. Mm. And then we said, well, don't worry about it, it's fine, easy for you, we'll just rearrange it. And then I came back at the 11th hour last night, literally, and said, no, it's fine.
All fine now, all sorted.
Yeah.
something's
I hope
sorted.
She will be in. She was brilliant when she came in last time.
Yeah. Lovely Catherine Ryan. Yeah. So what, 8:30 we're saying?
8:30. Yeah.
8:30 this morning for lovely Catherine Ryan. Live in the studio. Talking about something. It's probably extra dates added to her live tour. That's what I'm going to guess it is anyway. Right, Enemy, play now.
Give me a good enough reason why I should not cut you down. You've been taking too much ever since you started hanging around this crowd. And I've had enough, had enough. Yes, you let me down, let me down.
Again, it's my new favourite thing. I just did it during The Enemy while The Enemy was on and I'm singing along.
What have you done?
I just did it. Now, not everybody can do this. And I'm not saying that, you know, like, because you're rubbish and I'm great. And I'm not being elitist. But I've mentioned to a few people and they've gone, I can't do that. I can't
lick
do
your
it.
Elbow or something.
Was it what?
What? Lick your elbow.
Really. You want to lick my elbow?
No, why, just why, some people can do not? It and other people
why
can't.
Wouldn't you want to lick my elbow?
Well,
I'd lick yours.
It's not a... Would you?
What? I've never said that to Pippa.
That
I've never
nice.
Said those words to Pippa in that order in all the years we've known each other.
I don't think many people have said that.
I can't look you in the eye now.
No.
That's a bit of my stand-up set. You know, I did the comedy
what?
Story.
I'll
I was
lick
talking
yours.
About people licking elbows. So it didn't go down very well,
yes,
that bit.
You did.
Yeah, didn't go down very well.
It wasn't
bit.
Funny.
It wasn't that funny.
Anyway, there's two things I can do.
Yeah.
I can do clean-up on my iPhone of photos. It's right. amazing.
Mm.
So I can take a picture of the three of you and then delete one of you.
Yeah.
Right.
So, obviously, James.
Sure.
It's like in Back to the Future when the Marty McFly's got his picture.
Get a solo picture of me, put that and print it out.
But I've got a send later feature
right.
option on my texts. Oh, my God, it's brilliant.
I've never used it, though.
Have you got it?
I don't know. I've got an iPhone, like...
So I'm sitting at home and it's like 8:30 at night and I'm watching a movie and I go, oh, I need to sort that out. I need to text... I've got to remind myself to text Abby tomorrow to get her to sort out this or whatever. And then I go, no, I don't need to. So I write the message, hi, blah, 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 blah. And I'll schedule that to send at 9:00 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's
and then
very
I forget
clever.
About it, and then at 9:01, I get a beep beep reply from Abby. Go, yeah, no problem. I'll sort that today or whatever. Oh, it's great. Or if it's like 10:30 at night, and I'm like, I need to ask Pippa something for the show. I'm not going to text her now; it's too late. Just send her. I'll send that at 5 a.m. Schedule it. Send at 5.
Yeah.
Oh, welcome to 2005, everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Do
I don't know how you do it.
Can you do it, James?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
You hit the little plus.
Yeah, and you might not have the availability to do it.
Oh, send later.
Send later. It's brilliant.
Ooh.
Oh, hit the plus.
Yeah. It's great.
Clever.
No, I haven't got it.
Scroll down.
Well, yeah, to be fair, I don't think it's on the iPhone 2, Dom, so... You know, I think that,
this is the content klaxon.
Oh.
Because someone in the studio has some content for the show.
Ooh. Apparently we have some content because the content klaxon might have just gone off. I think I heard it.
Ooh.
What if we... Who's in charge of this?
Daily Audio 2.
Daily Audio 2. He's friends with Daily Thompson.
Mm. We've got two bits... So, the first one is a carry-on from yesterday.
Okay.
From Captain.
Oh, right, yes.
And the second bit, if there's time, is something else.
Let's do the carry-on from yesterday. Is this the, Ran? He's got a gan. Sorry, one, two, three. Ran, he's got a gan.
Ran, he's got a gan.
Oh, it's
got
to be a little bit faster. Okay, yeah. So these are the two Australian twins. What an idiot. These are the Australian twins.
All two of them.
There's not four of them.
Yeah. There's three triplets as well.
Shut up, you.
Ran, he's got a gun.
Anyway, Captain made this. I love you to death, but I must suggest. Come on.
You better run. Ran, he's got a gun.
Yeah. So he's made a new one.
He has.
Oh.
A remix.
Are you there, Captain?
Hello, good morning.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Hi, guys, thanks for having me. So you said we could maybe have a Skrillex version of this.
Oh, no. You haven't.
So we've done.
Yes. When you say we...
Me and my team of me...
Yeah.
...have made a Skrillex remix.
Brilliant.
Of Bangarang with the Australian twins.
Oh, what?
So where it says Skrillex remix on your page, that's what we're playing now.
Okay.
And then other cars were pulling up and checking to see if the person was okay. And one guy, he was up there with our mum, and he went up there, and he was coming back down towards us, and he goes, round.
I'll find you and I'll shoot you. Run. Be bad. Run. Now, be honest. Be honest, Captain. How long did that take you?
I mean, longer than needed.
Give us a time frame.
I opened the sessions a couple times, so let's say... anywhere between 40 minutes and an hour.
Ah, I love it. That's really good.
That's the thing about radio. It's gone in 40 seconds, but can take a couple of hours to do.
That's really good.
Good work. Nice.
And then other cars were pulling up and checking to see if the person was okay. And one guy, he was up there with our mum. And he went up there and he was coming back down towards us. And he goes, run.
There's the drop. What?
I'll find you and I'll shoot you.
I like that. That's good.
Great.
We've got to try and get Capital Dance to play that today.
Mm-hmm.
Well done,
definitely.
James, can you just break into the logs on Capital Dance? Just drop that in at about the 8 o'clock.
Yeah. They'll love that.
Yeah. Charlie love that. So that's content klaxon number one.
Yes.
And then...
I'm touching wood.
Not now, Eddie. Where's number two?
It's on your same page.
Yeah.
Two rows below on the left in lime green.
Oh.
And this was sent from our parody Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, parody Joe.
Joe does our song parodies.
He's done another little AI one, and I think we're all going to find out who it is singing his favourite song.
Okay, so that's the darkness. Yeah. Is this James singing it?
Oh, it's not, is it? Me singing the darkness?
Yeah. It's A-I-J-R.
Oh, no. I hope it's in tune. I love jam sandwiches.
I want to eat jam every minute, every hour, every day.
Oh, it's you, James. Wow.
Sounds like me.
I put jam filling in my bread and everything's okay. Eating you, the strawberry. I eat you, and the raspberry too.
James.
I believe in a thing called jam. Put my hand in the bottom of a jar. Got a stain on my t-shirt now. Isn't jam till the sun goes down? I believe in a thing called jam. Ooh. Eat jam.
Eat jam.
It sounds so much like...
Do you know why it sounds convincing? Because it doesn't go too high. No.
Yeah.
Like, that's every bloke singing the darkness apart from Justin Hawkins.
And it's not perfectly sung.
Sorry.
My lawyer's ringing.
It's Justin.
Hello.
We don't give permission.
Oh, hi, Justin. Yeah. Are you listening now? Yeah. Yeah. Tell him to not do that again. All right. And you. Bye-bye. There you go.
Very good.
Nice.
Well done, technically.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's good. Now, what we can do is we can schedule that to play every hour today on Radio X.
Yes.
We can do a lot of things.
Toby can play it. Izzy can play it. Johnny will be all over it.
Don't need it. Don't need it.
And then Dan O'Connell.
Yeah, we could do that. We can do lots of things, though, can't we?
Well, that's one of them, though, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yes, we can. Lovely. And you know why, don't you, James?
Why?
You're a very naughty boy, aren't you, James? You're a big boy, aren't you, now? You're a little bit of a that. Cheeky wizard, aren't you, James?
You are, aren't you? Jam, please.
There you go. Oh,
that was the Content Klaxons. Because someone in the studio had some content for the show.
Coming up, we have the brand new Radio X Factor of the Week. Catherine Ryan will be joining us. And Dominic Byrne is your news next, everybody.
The Chris Moyles Show.
7:57.
Radio X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X. In 1925, McVitie's invented the chocolate digestive. A century later, nothing else has come close. Early man may have invented the wheel, but McVitie's improved it with a thin layer of milk chocolate. Yes, 100 years of inventions later, there's still nothing that compares to a McVitie's chocolate digestive. And for your chance to win a nice staycation in an iconic British city, tell us your favourite invention of the last 100 years at radiox.co.uk.
Find me somebody to love.
The dream sale ends soon. How do you beds feel?
We're comfortable with it.
Don't miss big savings on a range of fantastic beds and up to 25% off Silent Night mattresses.
But we're only on sale till Tuesday, so, you know, snooze you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Rollback is back at Asda, with thousands of prices roll back across the store and online, including beef stir-fry strips 300 grams, was £4.70, now just £4.18.
And for recipes the whole family will love.
Like my delicious sizzling beef fajita pasta. Search Joe Wick's Meal Picks at Asda.com.
Helping you make your midweek meals for less. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability. May exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply.
Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts will take the world by storm.
Yes! The world has never faced a threat this big.
And you're going to help me
stop it.
Us?
Why, you got someplace to be?
On May 1st.
Avengers are gone. No one's coming to save the day.
Their time.
I think we could be the people that are coming.
Has come.
Being the hero, there is no higher calling.
Let's do this.
Marvel Studios Thunderbolts, only in cinemas, Thursday, May 1st. Get tickets now.
Welcome to Peloton, where it's more than just a motivating workout. It's you versus today.
Let the games begin.
Because a motivated version of you is absolutely unstoppable. Equipped with the Peloton bike, tread, and all-access membership, make the change you want to make. With yoga, Pilates, running, or cycling, track your progress with PR and pace targets. Show today what you're made of at onepeloton.co.uk. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.
Internet connection. In Peloton, all access membership at £39 per month required. Terms apply. See onepeloton.co.uk.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call, or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Right, Wednesday, April 30th. Good morning, this is Radio X. Hi, I'm Chris Moyles. Guys, thanks for having me. Dominic Byrne's got your new sport and weather. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, 100 days into his presidency, Donald Trump has told a crowd at a rally he is just getting started. In a 90-minute speech, the US president falsely claimed he won the 2020 presidential election and defended his decision to put tariffs on countries.
We're taking back our country from a sick political class that got rich selling America out and bleeding America dry. We don't let that happen anymore. And we had four great years. We had the greatest economy in the history of our country. The stock market went up 88%. We did great. And we're going to do better now.
In other news this morning, the experts who advise the government on climate says it's failing to prepare the UK for future disasters. They say there's been no improvement over the last few years in looking at floods, heat waves, drought and wildfires. Ministers insist they are taking robust action. A farmer's told us he's been forced to bin 300 tonnes of British strawberries because of extra paperwork post-Brexit. It's led to delays in exporting produce to Europe. Tim Chambers runs the UK's biggest berry farm in Kent.
Wastage from disease, from weather, yeah, you have to accept that. There's not a lot you can do about that. But when it's man-made, there's a deliberateness about why it's done. It's impossible.
Ministers say they're working on a deal with the EU to make it easier. And a group of MPs say businesses may need to be forced to accept coins and banknotes in future. They're worried about the UK sleepwalking into a cashless society.
Sport.
Arsenal fell to a 1-0 defeat in the first leg of their Champions League semi-final against PSG last night. Dembele scored the goal for the French club at the Emirates. The sides meet again in Paris next week. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta is confident they can turn the tie around.
I don't know the percentage, but we have a lot of chances to be in that final. And as I repeat myself, you have to do something special in the competition to earn the right to be in the final. And the time to do it is going to be in Paris.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil. Get your vehicle MOT ready.
eBay!
It's going to be another warm and sunny day for much of the UK.
eBay!
A few showers.
I'm giving them extra mentions.
Yeah.
Just the way they'd like it.
Yeah. It's
all eBay!
We love eBay.
It's a Yorkshire company.
eBay. It's quite good.
eBay.
Temperatures are going to hit, I'm saying, 27 degrees.
Say it.
27 degrees today.
Just said it.
From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyles Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyles, sorry.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyles Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
You can text us and we will see your message in the studio. Isn't that a great thing?
Yes,
yeah, I know it's not very new. And then you can WhatsApp us from anywhere in the world. And I always say you should save our WhatsApp number in your phone. And then you can WhatsApp us wherever you're listening, whenever, wherever, you can WhatsApp us. And you can also... Oh, I should read the number at this point, as I said, save it in your phone.
Oh, yeah.
The number for WhatsApp is 0330-3333-100.
Mm.
0330-3333-100.
Yeah!
Bless you. Oh,
bless
you.
Oh, no.
Did you hear that?
No.
I just sneezed.
Ben, you're getting a cold.
No, I'm fine.
It's fine.
You can also send us a message via your... Now, while we're on this subject, you can listen to our show Radio X via Global Player, which is the official Radio X app. And you can also listen via Alexa. But what you can do is you can sync your Alexa to your Global Player account. Right?
Okay.
It's very fiddly, and I wish this wasn't part of my bonus structure, my contract. But the thing is, you can, I've done it. So when if I'm playing a podcast or something through Alexa, through Global Player, and then I pause it or whatever, and it'll pick it up.
Right.
It's great.
It's very clever, that.
Yeah.
Magic.
And it also really, really helps me out.
Right, okay. Well,
because it's part of my bonus structure.
Win-win.
So sync up your Global Player account to your Alexa account. It's really easy.
Mm.
Do you know, it takes longer to explain what to do than it does to actually do it. For example, I have an Alexa, and I have some smart plugs.
Mm.
And I had to buy some new smart plugs the other day. By the way, gap in the market, James. Right?
I've bought them all.
99.9% of all smart plugs are white.
All of mine are?
Yeah.
I've got 21.
But we've just got some new dark plug sockets.
Right.
Yeah.
And we've got a dark lamp.
Ah.
And Tiff's like, I don't want that thing. I said, it's a smart plug so we can, you know, switch the lights on.
Cool shades. That's what you want.
Because I've hacked my Alexa, so I just call it Love.
Dear.
Oh, sweet cheeks. Change up.
Sweet cheeks.
Hey, Love. Yes, how can I help?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to search for some black smart plugs. Anyway,
yeah.
You get a smart plug.
Mm-hmm.
You plug it in. You have to press the button on the side or whatever to try and sync it up to your Wi-Fi. And then before it's even finished, your Alexa in the other room goes, oh, I've got that new plug sorted out for you. Cheers. I've sorted that out. Do you want me to group it to anything? And you're like, I've not even finished setting up. It's so
quick.
It's
very easy, isn't it? I got Dom some for Christmas.
You did.
Smart plugs?
Yeah, he did. He got me 4 smart plugs.
And did he bring them home?
Yes, I've got them in our house. I haven't set them up yet.
Huh?
Because I'm not very good at stuff like that. And Finn said he'd do it for me, and then he's gone off travelling.
It's not difficult.
Yeah. No, James, that was a very nice present, actually.
Yeah. That you'll find it useful.
No, I know.
Okay, so what of an evening?
Yeah,
it's 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Mm.
Where are you at home?
I'll be in the kitchen probably.
Okay, where will Lucy be?
She'll be probably in the lounge.
Okay, so you have a kitchen diner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which you spend a lot of time in.
Yeah, most.
You got any lamps in there?
We haven't got any lamps, but we've got lots of spots.
Oh, spotlights, use big light.
And stuff. Big lights.
What about in your lounge?
Yeah. 3 lamps in the lounge.
How do you switch them on?
Oh, the little switch on the thing.
So you have to lean over.
You have to lean over.
Oh, Dom. Oh, Dom, Dom.
You have to lean over.
So you've got to stretch your arm out.
Yeah.
Flick a button.
Exactly.
Oh, God. Granddad.
Yeah.
If only you had something.
Yeah.
If only you had, I don't know. How many lamps have you got?
In the lounge?
Yeah.
It's not a clapper.
3.
3?
Yeah.
God, if only somebody had given you 4 smart plugs for Christmas.
Nearly half a year ago.
Mm.
But that's very much me, isn't it, Pip? Come on, this is part of it.
Yeah, I'm grateful.
Oh, no.
No, I was grateful. I was very grateful, actually. Yeah. I just haven't set it up.
I wouldn't say very grateful.
So you can call it anything you want.
What do you call that room?
The lounge.
Right.
Turn on the lounge.
So you call it lounge lights?
Right.
Turn on cinema room, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you got
turn on East Wing?
Yeah, I wish.
So you can do that?
I should do that.
You've got your special shed.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you have your gentleman's...
No, don't have gentleman's anything.
Pamphlets?
Yeah. No.
Where you did the live Instagram from.
Where you laminate.
Yes, I did the wine tasting and my DJ set.
You laminate all night long.
On final.
Watch your tennis.
So turn on special shed would be one.
Yeah.
It's actually...
That's what he calls it, the turn on special shed.
It's actually where Lucy's working from home, actually.
Is she? Oh, no. So where are you...
Wholesome.
Where are you working from?
I'm in the lounge, just looking at my lamps.
Rubbing your lamps.
That's what I'm doing.
And how do you make sure she doesn't, you know,
what?
She doesn't walk in and go, hey, you know, while you're working.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's locked.
You know what I mean?
What?
Working.
She's working, you're twerking.
Yeah. What's that from? That's a track, isn't it? What was that little sample from?
Oh, that's...
What is it?
Rams.
Yeah, Rams.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. But no, I will do that, James. And I often think of doing it. I just have
you, can I
know.
Can I ask you another question?
I set it up.
You don't actually have an do you? You've got. And do you use it a lot?
Yeah.
And do you like it?
We do, yeah, it's all right. I mean, yes.
Because okay. You know, like, they're like nothing now. They're like 20 quid or something, 25 quid or something.
Tilly's got in her bedroom.
Right.
And we've got in the kitchen.
Right.
Oh, she's got two different.
Yeah. But I think it works with hoo-hoo as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo. Yoo-hoo. It's even worse than cold.
Well, anyway, the point I was making was sync up your Global Player account to your Alexa because it'll be great for you, but I'll be honest, even better for me. So thanks very much. Have you done it, Captain?
I don't have any Alexa.
I'll buy you one. Pippa?
We've got a hanging on.
I'll buy you one as well. I'll spend a fortune to take that bonus if it kills me.
Radio X.
Right.
Coming up, more legendary entertainment with legendary music and legendary broadcasting content.
Yes.
Just about to head out on her comedy tour, Catherine Ryan stops by the Radio X studio for a chat with Chris shortly.
I like her.
Plus, we have a fun music guessing game called Happy Endings, and we'll be playing that after 9 this morning. Man, aren't you lucky that you get to listen to the greatest radio show on planet Earth?
Yeah. The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
Wednesday morning, 30th of April, 11 minutes past 8, and these are called the Fratellis. get guests on the show. Often they are in the building and they'll kind of, they'll come and see us.
Yes.
Go to see Jordan at Capital or whatever, or see Amanda and Jamie, or more often than not, Jamie down in Hart.
That's it.
I wonder if people crack the whip on Amanda's holidays.
Oh, do you think?
Interesting. Well, time will tell.
Time will tell.
I don't really want to crack it.
Get yourself into work, love!
It's been brilliant. Day one.
Anyway, Catherine Ryan's coming in to see us this morning, but she's coming in to see us. She's not coming in. She's not doing any of the interviews this morning. She's literally
just this just show.
You know what? I think she. I think she wants me. I think she.
Do you think she wants me? She wants
to talk to you.
Yeah, she wants me to babysit, probably.
Ah, right. Okay. Yes.
Just listen around the corner.
Some tour promotion.
Oh, that's what it is. It's tour promotion.
That's it. She loves us, but she also wants us to talk about the tour.
Yeah.
And can I babysit?
And and actually, yes.
Is that possible? How many kids have you got too?
Have you ever babysat anyone?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
It feels like there's an asterisk there. Excuse me, everyone.
Oh, no, you're not
getting it. It feels like there's an asterisk to your...
There's an oblix.
Yeah.
I don't... You're avoiding. You haven't babysat.
No, I just made a really, really good comic book joke.
It was a comic book joke.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's quite niche. The French comic.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Asterix and oblix.
Have you babysat anyone?
You got asterix. And you've got oblix.
Yeah,
right. And the not-so-famous cousin that was a spin-off, Rubix.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He was a cube.
So you haven't then?
Huh?
No.
Listen, here's the
you
thing.
You and Tiff have babysat and you played Call of Duty.
No, listen. Right. Now, occasionally we will collectively look after Tiff's niece. She comes to stay.
Yep.
Now, it's not really babysitting, but you know.
Mm.
And yes, I will agree. Tiff does the lion's share of the work there.
Yeah.
By lion's share, do you mean all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have two nephews. And
have you babysat?
Never, no.
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 Just a matter of time, I suppose.
Here's the problem, Dom.
Mm.
And it's people like you.
Sure.
Okay, because you're a parent.
Yeah.
You've actually got your own kids.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Because I am not a parent, I'm more childlike than an adult.
Okay. Yeah.
Therefore, I know what kids like.
Sure.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with bringing an 8-year-old to a beer garden.
Right.
And having a few shandies.
That's it.
The weather's lovely. They love it.
Yeah.
Helps them sleep.
It's fun.
What's the problem?
Absolutely right.
Right?
Yeah.
Look, they're gonna try a cigarette one day.
Mm.
May as well be with me.
Yeah.
Have a Camel Light.
At 8 years old.
And a pint of Lager Top.
And a mild...
No. I'll give them, it'd be shandy.
Like a top deck lemonade shandy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not a monster.
No, I'm not crazy.
That's true, actually.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, however, if they want to try a cigar, no bother.
You're just fun Uncle Chris.
Yes, I am.
Funkle Chris.
I am silly Uncle Chris.
Yeah.
That's what I am. But I'm available. Mm. If Catherine's listening on the way in, no dramas, baby llamas.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll go around there. Right then, kids. Have you ever played Call of Duty? Yeah. Come on, let me show you how it works. No, not yet. No, let me just. I need to complete this level, so you need to really understand how it works. Get off! I would be brilliant. Would you like? Have you ever seen Evil Dead movie? Right, it's fascinating because Evil Dead. Listen, Evil Dead's it's a really scary film. But then Evil Dead 2 is like a parody of the first one. So I think Evil Dead might be a bit too scary for you. Shall we watch Evil Dead 2?
Good. It's responsible babysitting.
But they need to watch 1 to understand 2, though.
Do you
need the backstory? Be all right.
So as a film fan, they should
watch
film 1.
Now, does your mum let you light fireworks off from the back garden? Well, guess what? She's on tour at the moment.
Come on.
I went to the shop. Well, I say shop. It's a fella selling it on the lay-by. And I bought a bag of fireworks, right? And let's just go. Hey, there's one called a Catherine wheel. Boring! This is called Mega Rocket. Okay? Here, you light it because I get nervous. So what you do is... No, you'll be fine. Go. Light it. Just here, take my lighter. And then you just light the paper. And then run, you leg it.
Stand well back.
Yeah. No, sweetheart. No, take the cigarette out of your mouth when you're lighting it. Take the cigarette out of your mouth. Just pass it to me. Yeah. Then you light that and then run. Yeah.
Catherine's taxi has just turned round.
Oh, God.
She's now heading home. It would have been nice, Catherine.
Chris Moyle's babysitting services. Available for your running kids. All right, good. We'll have a chat with Catherine when she gets here. 18 failed dream, a track of Song from our friend Sam Fender, who does still owe us. If it wasn't for us,
yeah,
he'd have never had a second album, or it wouldn't have been as good.
It's very true. He owes James a fortune, actually. He
came into our show once, left his phone in a taxi. It's got all his ideas for album number two on there.
Yep.
Voice notes, songs, lyrics, everything. And he's like, oh, no way, man. I've only got to left my phone in the back of the taxi.
And that's
anyway, James managed to track down the driver of the vehicle, and we got the phone back to him.
Yes.
And Sam was like, oh, my mate, however can I thank you? You've just saved my life.
Yeah.
Another clip.
And the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history.
And then we've never really heard from him since. He's never been on the show since. No. We've never heard from him since.
I know. You know why, though, to be fair? You know why?
To be
fair.
Right.
You know why?
No, why?
Because I'm ungrateful.
No,
oh, no, you're not.
I'm ungrateful, like Dominic Byrne and his smart plugs. You see what I did there? I brought it back to you.
You brought it back, Sam. Sam Fender.
I saw in Finsbury Park.
You should have. You should have.
He didn't
some...
even dedicate a song to you, did he?
No, of course he didn't.
You should have got some recognition.
Right,
on the album.
I'm going to dedicate this song now to a little lad who found my phone, and because of that, I had my second album, which was great because I bought myself a flat in Tenerife. Anyway, his name is Jam, and so this one's for you, Jam. Thanks for everything.
Woo, that's me.
Hi, that's it. 2, 3, 4.
Thank you, Sam.
Am I on the air?
It's still on the radio now, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Freddie's been on, by the way, Chris.
Freddie?
Hi, Chris Moyles. You can babysit me as my mum won't let me play Call of Duty. Freddie, age 9, nearly 10.
Listen, Freddie. No problem, my mate.
Mm.
Call of Duty, bit of FIFA,
yeah.
Something like that. What do you love? What do you like to eat? Do you have pizza? Do you have Chinese? Have you ever had a vindaloo curry? Well, I tell you what, I'm loaded. I'll order all of it for you.
Are you gone before the morning?
I had a lovely thing recently when I was out in Dubai. I won't name names, Big Rossi. And
that's it.
And
he doesn't like it when we talk about Big Rusty, does he?
We went out on a little boat trip for the afternoon, which was lovely. And he said to the kids, Yeah, McDonald's. Yeah, no worries, you can have McDonald's. Yeah, no worries. What do you want from McDonald's? Yeah, that's a lot of McDonald's. And then people got distracted, whatever. Right. Anyway, then they get a message back. Oh, my God!
What?
This is amazing! There'd been a lack of communication between the two parents, and both parents had ordered the McDonald's order.
Oh, great.
One on one phone and one on the other. Great. So two massive deliveries of McDonald's turned up. The kids are like that. Yes! Wow.
That's like Christmas morning.
Yeah. It's
Christmas and birthdays all in one.
So, Freddie, whatever you want. Do you know what, Freddie? Here's what we'll do. We'll get KFC and we'll order everything they have. Like, one of everything.
Literally. The
one of everything. Wow. Right? And then we'll go in the... Have you ever drunk cider in a park, Freddie?
Freddie, who's 9.
Yeah.
Nearly 10.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
He's going to do it anyway. Start as you mean to go on.
Right, okay. You're just introducing these things early, I suppose, aren't you? That's.
Hey, I've got some new music to play you.
Oh, Freddie's been back on. He loves KFC.
Oh, there you go. Paul has also texted and said, I love KFC.
I think he's using his mum's phone.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, brilliant. I'll get your own phone.
Yeah.
I'll get your own phone and I'll just link it up to your mum's account. So don't worry, she'll never know.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some brand new music to play from the band Blossoms. Brand new from the upcoming deluxe version of their number one album, Gary. It's the new song from Blossoms. It's called The Honeymoon and it's on Radio X.
Maybe that's why I'm distant, 'cause my dad worked away. Some self-reflection, some things to contemplate. My confidence is fading, I think I've lost my power. You look better than ever, I could watch you for hours. Couple I have seen, they laughed and drank champagne at 8:30 in the morning, and it made me feel quite sick. Could not be genuine, and just like that, I am myself again. I found my fragility. Lately, we've been loving like
I remember having a thought about Blossoms.
Yeah.
I was playing Charlemagne on Radio X, and maybe Charlemagne was like a year old or so. And I was like, ah, oh, I like that band, Blossoms. Mm. It's a shame they'll probably just disappear. And
did you, yeah?
Yeah. And I thought, you know, they'll have like a decent album and that'll be it, and then they'll disappear. And then literally song after song after song after song that I play by Blossoms, it's great.
It's a hit factory.
Stupid hair.
Yeah.
And they do need to sort it out.
Long, shiny hair, though. You've got to hand it to Tom. He's got very...
His hair's amazing.
You are in no position to talk, either of you, Dominic Byrne and Captain Crap. Well, Pippa, yes, of course, but not true. You two.
I don't have any, so...
You look like you...